Doom do 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 doom do do. Doom do 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 doom do do.
Hi, plant people. Welcome to episode 49 of
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Hi, plant friends. Happy New Year. Happy 2019. I hope your holidays were just filled with family and joy and food. And you know what? Maybe I hope that your holiday was just blissfully quiet and reflective and you didn't speak to anyone. Whatever your holiday looked like, I hope it's what you wanted. And I hope that you are entering 2019 with lots of excitement and curiosity and plant-spiration. That's my new plant inspiration word. You know, like we have plantstagrammers now. That's a word. So anyway, just my musing on that. So before we dive into today's episode, I just wanted to take a minute to welcome all of the new listeners to Bloom and Grow Radio. I've noticed we've had a bunch of new downloads, bunch of new people join our community. So welcome, listeners. I think the band of Bloom and Grow listeners are some of the nicest, plantiest, kindest people out there, and I hope that the show helps you bloom and grow the way it's really helped me bloom and grow. I really created this show just to help educate and empower people at any skill level, whether you are the plant killer that I used to be, or whether you're an extremely experienced plant person. I hope that you find little nuggets in these episodes that help you bloom and grow internally, grow as a person, grow as a human, and also help your plants and your indoor jungles grow as well. So that being said, if you're new, I wanted to let you know about the Bloom and Grow Garden Club. So that is my online community of plant friends. You can find out more going to bloomandgrowradio.com/garden-club. The link is in the show notes, and it's what I like to call the plantiest corner of the internet. It's basically my email list on steroids. I occasionally show up in your inboxes if I'm lucky and have my stuff together. I email you once a month, but sometimes I go longer. But really, when you join the list, when you join the Garden Club, you get an email with the password to the exclusive Bloom and Grow Radio Facebook group. I'm very particular about this group. If you don't have the password, you don't get in. So it's a really safe space for my listeners to help coach each other. People post photos about plants that they need help with or humble brags about plants that they got to bloom, these sorts of things. They also connect. I know people who have connected in the Facebook group and then met IRL, which makes my heart explode. And you also get a free download of the exclusive Keep Blooming Molly Mansfield print for Bloom and Grow Radio. So anyway, head to the link in the show notes if you're interested in joining us. Now, plant friends, I am closing in on 50 episodes of Bloom and Grow Radio. I really thought I didn't know that I was really going to make it past 10 episodes. And now I'm closing in on 50 and I can't believe it. And for those of you who have found the show in the most recent months, what I'm realizing is sometimes the incredible interviews and conversations with amazing plant people that I've had at the beginning of the podcast kind of gets buried below the feed. And I want to make sure that everybody is able to learn the way I've learned from conversations from all of the amazing guests that we've had. So what I decided today, it's going to be a solo episode, and I am going to tell you different things that I've learned from different episodes on the show. Because guys, I'm learning with you. I'm blooming and growing alongside of you as I ask these expert guests questions and help solve my problems, which hopefully solve your problems. So I hope you enjoyed these lessons that have helped me go from plant killer to plant lady this year. And I hope it inspires you to maybe scroll down the feed and click on some of the episodes you haven't listened to from the earlier days. So without further ado, let's just dive right in. You hear that slurping, plant friends? That is me on my dregs of my daily dose of greens, courtesy of today's sponsor, Equilibria. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. I always have loved green juice and greens powders. Obviously, I love plants. I love growing plants. I love eating plants. Plants are good for you. And I have tried most greens powders brands on the market, honestly, at this point. I have to say, I'm really loving the Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens. I might argue it's probably one of the best tasting greens powders I've ever had, and that says a lot because I've tried most of them. The Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens contains an immune antioxidant and detox blend along with prebiotics, probiotics, and over 35 fruits and veggies. There's no way I'm eating 35 fruits and vegetables throughout the day, but I love that I'm getting little doses and the micronutrients that are in each of the different veggies and fruits, right? Plus, they're certified organic, which I love. A lot of the competitors are not. I just mix one scoop of the greens powder into my water every day, and I'm shocked at how delicious this powder tastes. It's kind of like apple juice. I started back on the greens powder bandwagon because this spring, in this like season of rejuvenation, I'm kind of rejuvenating, doing an overhaul of my health. I've returned to my workout routine. I'm getting in more sleep. I've recommitted to my morning practice, and I've made this Equilibria Nutri-Greens part of that morning practice, drinking the powder in water in the morning. Plus, I love a female-founded company, right? Don't we all? If you want to try this greens powder, Equilibria is hooking you up with 15% off. Head to myeq.com and use code BLOOM for 15% off Equilibria's daily Nutri-Greens and so many other different products on their website. That's myeq.com and use code BLOOM at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. So, number one, I think the biggest lesson that I've learned this entire year, over the course of all of my interviews, over the course of caring for my now 80 plants that I have in my apartment, is, well, two lessons, but one of the biggest ones is drainage is so important. Plant friends, good drainage is what I feel like, and light. Light is the second thing. But good drainage, I think, is what separates a plant killer from a plant lady. Or I know at least that's what separated me. That's what helped me transition into being a plant lady. So drainage can mean things. Drainage can mean a couple of different things. It can mean the soil, the composition of the soil that you're using. And for that, I would recommend going back to episode 8 of Bloom and Grow Radio. I have Daryl from Houseplant Journal on for an episode that I call Dirty Talk with Daryl. And he breaks down soil composition, what soil is made of, and how drainage is so important. We also talk about his Monstera, and we talk about Houseplant Journal. It's a great episode to just learn a variety of things that I would highly recommend, because we all know Daryl is the best if you follow Houseplant Journal on Instagram. So one side of drainage is having properly draining soil. The other side is having pots that actually have drainage. And for me, that means a hole in the bottom. And when I was first starting out, I definitely still have a collection of plants with no actual holes at the bottom. And I've put lava rocks and horticultural charcoal down there to kind of recreate drainage. But I'm definitely committed in my next year as a plant parent to really trying to hone in on only buying pots with drainage in them. For me, I feel like if you're a beginner, getting pots with drainage, meaning actual holes, I think is your best bet. And it's the way that you're going to set yourself up for success, because it's much harder to overwater a plant and it's much harder for your plant to die of root rot when the water runs out of the bottom. The issue with these plants, these pots that have no drainage, is, you know, this water gets stuck at the bottom and these roots end up sitting in this water and rotting, and you can't really come back from root rot. It's really tricky. And I know that's how I used to kill all of my succulents and all of my plants. So I would recommend, if you want to come on this journey with me, to get really intentional about what pots you're buying. I'm also moving towards getting a lot of terracotta pots. Number one, I like the visual of it. I think it fits into the aesthetic of Billy in my apartment. But I also like that it is that wicking material that helps that soil dry out and helps you, those roots of your plants, not just be sitting in soggy soil and water for their lifetimes. So anyway, I'll get off of my soapbox about that, and I think I might do a separate episode just on my ever-changing, evolving, blooming, and growing opinions on this subject. Another big topic that was a huge pain point for me when I was a plant killer was succulents in general. And I feel like succulents have such a bad rap in our industry because people buy succulents thinking that they're so hard to kill and, oh, well, I'm a plant killer, but I should be able to keep a succulent alive. And then they bring home a succulent, they don't have the proper conditions, and the succulent dies, and then they think they're a plant killer. That was 100% my experience. And I know that it's been a lot of other people's experiences too. So I have two amazing interviews with amazing succulent fanatics. Episode 2 of Bloom and Grow Radio, the second episode I ever published with Diana Zarens from How to Succulents. The episode is literally titled How Not to Kill Your Succulents, and she breaks it down, 5 easy lessons to learn about how to not kill your succulents. Drainage is a huge topic of conversation with us. And she's amazing, and she gives so many great pointers. So I would love for you to go back and give that episode a listen. And if you want to dive even deeper, kind of succulent 2.0, it's really 1.0 and 2.0, is episode 35 of Bloom and Grow Radio with Ryan from Diggett Gardens in Phoenix. And he just waxes poetic. I mean, it's a longer episode, but we really just cover, it's called How to Grow Desert Plants and Succulents Indoors. And we kind of dive into what desert plants are and why they're different from our house plants and why sometimes they're more difficult and sometimes they're easier to keep in apartments. So episode 35 and episode 3 are going to really dive in with your succulents. The big lessons here that I've learned is succulents really need so much light. And few of our apartments are really well situated for succulents. So I feel like few people have the actual amount of sunlight that succulents need. So if you love succulents, I hope you have beautiful southern-facing windows. And if not, it might be time for you to get a grow light or some sort of grow light set up in your apartments to make sure that your succulents thrive. Because I have unobstructed southern-facing windows in my apartment, and I still have succulents that are somewhat etiolated. Some aren't. Etiolated. That was I learned how to pronounce etiolated on episode 35 of Bloom and Grow Radio with Ryan. So something that I've done in my apartment is with my succulents, I installed the Mod Sprout Grow Bar in my bookshelf. And what I do is I have different levels of plants in my bookshelf. So I've propped up some succulents that are very close to the grow light, and they seem to be very happy under the grow light. And it's fun to kind of create different levels for the aesthetic of the entire bookshelf. Moving into the grow lights, another huge lesson that I learned that we talk a lot about in the succulent episodes and in many of the episodes, especially the most recent episode series on my podcast on understanding natural light, is that all windows are not created equal. All of our home environments have very different lighting situations. So my lighting situation is very different from your lighting situation, is very different from your plant friend IRL's lighting situation. And it's really important for all of us to really understand what kind of light we have to then pick the appropriate plants for our light setup. But if you're a lunatic like me and you want to grow citrus indoors, which is definitely really not able to happen unless you have grow lights are an amazing way to supplement your indoor lighting environment to make your environment be suitable for whatever plant you want to grow. So I now have 4 grow lights in my apartment because I'm a maniac. They're all on timers. I don't think about any of them, and they enable me to have happy and healthy plants in my space no matter what dark corner these plants are in. I grow citrus in the darkest corner of my apartment, but that's because of my Soltec Solution 40 watt aspect light. So one of my proudest episodes I ever did was episode 12 with Chris from The Sill, my very dear plant friend, and it's called Everything You Need to Know About Indoor Grow Lights. And I get really vulnerable with Chris. And I ask him a lot of very rudimentary questions about the science of light and photosynthesis and what we really need to know about this artificial light setup and what makes grow lights good and what makes grow lights bad and what the variety of grow lights out there are and which ones we should be choosing. I mean, this episode is chock full of amazing information about grow lights. I'm really proud of it. I'm really thankful to Chris for giving us the amazing insight that he gave us, but it's all the way down the feed, episode 12. So in this winter, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere and you're moving into winter and you're curious about experimenting with grow lights, I would highly suggest heading over to episode 12 and giving it a listen. And if you're interested in the grow lights that I use, and in general, pretty much everything that I use in my apartment, I put on my resource page on my website, which is bloomandgrowradio.com/resources. From the grow lights I use to the soil I use to companies I buy gifts from to I don't even know what else I have on there. Really anything I'm thinking about. If I purchase something that I really like, I'll throw it on my resource page. So if you're ever curious about what grow lights I'm using, and I do believe that my affiliate discount codes are still live for all of the grow light companies I work with or the grow lights that I have, go head over to my resource page and check it out. I will say I loved my first Soltec Solution light so much that I just actually bought a second one. They had sent me the first one because it was a partnership, but I loved it so much I actually bought the second one. So I don't think there's a better endorsement than that. And my discount code is always live for them. So head over to episode 12 to learn more about grow lights. And if you're interested in learning more about your actual light, I would recommend listening to the latest series. It's right at the top of your feed with Leslie Halleck, Understanding Natural Light, General Rules, which goes over the general rules of understanding your indoor environment without taking action. And then the second one is Understanding Natural Light Measuring Tools, where we give you an assignment on how to actually measure the light in your apartment with an app and have a better understanding. The episodes are mind-blowing. I've gotten amazing feedback from listeners on how much the episodes have helped them, and I hope you give them a listen. Okay, moving on. The other thing I've learned this year is not all plants are created equal, and there are certain plants that require their own special care, and something that you guys have really been enjoying just from your messages and seeing how many downloads these episodes gets are my plant-specific episodes. So fun facts that I've learned from all of these different plant-specific episodes. The Monstera 101 episode was episode 33 with my dear Australian friend Scott from the account Boys with Plants and Tropical Loco. Scott drops like so many knowledge bombs about the Monstera. He's so knowledgeable. Something I learned about the Monstera is not to be afraid to prune. He's pretty aggressive with the way that he prunes his Monstera and how it inspires new growth. And we talk about how important it is to wash the leaves of your Monstera because dust collects on top of the leaves and then the Monstera can't do photosynthesis properly. So Scott shares so many wonderful pieces of insight on to Monstera 101. So if you are interested in learning more about the Monstera, which we just got our first Monstera and it unfolded a new leaf on January 1st, 2019. How like perfectly poetic is that? Especially for me. Go check out episode 33. Another amazing, amazing conversation that I had was episode 25, which was the Fiddly Fig episode with Erin from Lee Kiyoko. Erin and I just have a really sweet conversation about plants in general. She's such a sensitive and special plant person and member of this online plant community. She has several Fiddly Fig rescues, and she just guides us through Fiddly Fig care. And the biggest thing for me with Fiddly Figs is that I thought they needed bright indirect light. And actually, Fiddly Figs are kind of a notoriously finicky plant because people put them in corners with not enough light or with quote-unquote bright indirect light, and they don't do well. And Fiddleleafs actually thrive with lots and lots of light. They'll grow a lot faster with lots and lots of light. They, too, need their leaves washed. But that the light thing for the Fiddly Figs was a big mind blower for me. And I also ended up just getting my first Fiddly Fig. Billy bought me a little baby one, and it's sitting under my new Soltec light, and it's growing like gangbusters. It's already growing a new leaf. I'm so excited about it. So if you're interested in learning more about the Fiddly Fig, head over to episode 25 with my dear friend Erin. The first 101 episode for any plant that I did was the Pilea peperomioides episode last February. It launched my friendship February, which was so fun. McKenna from Peep, the plant shop in San Diego, joins me for the most amazing tutorial on not only Pilea, but the biggest feedback that I've gotten about this episode from myself and from all my listeners is that McKenna explained the bottom watering method, which is how she thinks that the best way for pileas to get watered, or most houseplants, is instead of pouring the water on top of the soil, what you're going to do is you're going to get a larger bowl. So you need a pot with drainage for this, obviously, with holes in the bottom. You get a big bowl, fill it with water, and then you stick your pot in that bowl of water. The soil then acts like a wick and actually wicks up the exact amount of water that it needs, and then it doesn't take any more. So you'll see the soil go from the light dry brown to the dark brown, and then you take it out. that watering method has been such a game changer for me. I think it really helps us who might tend to overwater plants. It also has really inspired me to continue getting pots with holes in the bottom. And I've had listener after listener after listener write me saying that this watering method has changed their lives and it's now how they water all their plants or as many as they can. So thank you, McKenna, for that. And she also tells the story of the Pilea peperomioides plant, which is the friendship plant. And it's an awesome conversation. So that's episode 14. So scroll all the way down to episode 14 to learn more about the Pilea peperomioides plant. One of my other favorite episodes that is plant specific that I learned so much from is my episode with Luke from MI Gardener on indoor citrus, my favorite topic because limey and lemony snicket are my prized possessions. But through my conversation with Luke, I learned I was doing a lot of stuff wrong. I was doing a lot of stuff wrong with my citrus. So after that conversation, I realized limey was greatly underpotted. He needed to be potted up into a much larger pot. I was able to set his roots free and repot him, and he's so much happier now. He's putting on all sorts of growth. And the biggest thing with that, too, was learning about pruning and proper pruning practices. I immediately pruned limey after the episode, and he is just killing it. He's just doing so much better after everything I learned from that episode. Another interesting fact is that citrus really like arid climates, so super fast draining soil is really important for them. And I was watering my citrus because limey was underpotted. I was watering limey like 3 times a week, and through my conversation with Luke, realized that you should really only be watering your citrus like once or twice a week. So now that I've properly repotted him in the right soil and the larger pot, I'm watering them like once a week and they're much happier. So I would recommend going back to that episode, episode 29, called Indoor Citrus 101. Do you have upcoming travel to a different country scheduled, or maybe you have a relative or a friend who speaks a different language that you want to connect with on a deeper level? Why not easily learn a new language with my favorite language learning tool, Rosetta Stone? I recently went to Italy and I brushed up on my Italian by using the Rosetta Stone app for like 20 minutes every morning. It was so easy to use. It was part of my morning practice. It was really fun. And let me tell you, Rosetta Stone works. It brushed me up so good. I was getting around Italy easily speaking Italian after putting those reps in. If you don't already know, Rosetta Stone is the trusted language learning tool available on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone has 30 years of experience, millions of users, and 25 languages offered. It makes language learning so fun, so easy, and so fast. It immerses you in the language, which is the fastest way to learn. So it's an intuitive process with no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. It even coaches you on pronunciation with its true accent feature, which is like basically having a physical trainer for your accent. It's so wild. The desktop and app options make it so easy to do consistently, and it's an amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages forever for any and all trips and language needs in your entire life. So this year I brushed up on my Italian, but next year Billy and I want to go to Japan so we could learn conversational Japanese with it. That's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone has to offer, and right now they're offering 50% off. It's an insane steal. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Growing Joy with Plants listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life, plant friends. It's an insane deal. Redeem 50% off at Rosetta, R-O-S-E-T-T-A, stone.com/today. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results. Another plant-specific episode that had lots of knowledge bombs being dropped was Air Plants 101 with Josh from Air Plant Man. I think the resounding big takeaway that I know a lot of listeners had from that episode is that you should actually be soaking your air plants for longer than an hour. So I used to soak my air plants for like a half an hour, but Josh actually recommends that you soak them for long periods of time. Not over 12 hours, but that can actually help. And I gotta say, guys, I've had air plants, and I speak about this on my episode with Josh, that I've never been able to have an air plant actually put off a pup. My air plants will bloom and then die or fall apart because I've overwatered some of them. So through my talk with Josh and learning how to properly care for them, I will say that Billy hates it when I say this, but we're pregnant over here in our household. I have 4 air plants that are growing pups right now. And before that talk, learning how to properly care for them, I didn't have any pregnant air plants. So we're super excited about all the babies we're growing, air plant babies, not human babies. And I highly recommend giving episode 32 a listen, Air Plants 101. And then recently, I just want to give a quick shout out to the series that I did recently on Aeroids 101 with Enid from NSE Tropicals. We learn so much about Aeroids 101. I feel like I could have had Enid on for like 10 episodes talking about all the different things. Enid also talks about how important draining, quick draining soil is. But if you have philodendrons, Monstera, Raphidophora tetrasperma, you know, there are so many plants that are aeroids that I actually didn't even know were aeroids. And we learn a lot. So I would highly recommend going to those episodes, episodes 44 and 45, even though they're most recent. Another thing that I've learned is that even though I consider myself not a crafty person, doing DIY projects is really fun and really easy when you get amazing people to teach you how to do it. And I've had some really fun DIY episodes with amazing crafty people that I wanted to maybe hopefully inspire you guys to do in 2019 if you want to get your craft on. So episode 16 was with Erin from Clever Bloom and Houseplant Club, and she teaches us how to mount epiphytes onto pieces of wood. I was kind of surprised at how easy it is. You really just need some wood, some twine, some moss, the right plant, and it's super easy to put together. So I would say head to episode 16 if you want some of the gorgeously mounted epiphytes like what you see on her Instagram feed at Clever Bloom. Jessie from Teeny Tiny Terra gave us an amazing Terrarium 101 episode tutorial, episode 19 of Bloom and Grow Radio. I couldn't believe how well Jessie audibly demonstrated how to put a terrarium together, which is a very visual practice, obviously, but I put together a terrarium after talking with him, after listening to the episode, and it's amazing. I put a little watermelon peperomia in it, and it's actually grown 2 more little leaves, little stems and leaves, and the terrarium is still doing great, you know, 8 months later. So thank you, Jesse, for that. I also have a great episode with Marion from the New York Botanical Garden, episode 22, on how to set up your own windowsill herb garden. If you're going into the winter, that might not be as easy unless you have a grow light, but it could be fun for the spring for you to get set up. one of the most fun things, I feel like so many people have made them and posted on Instagram about it, is how to make your own moss pole, which was episode 42 with Tyler from Arium Botanicals. It's the simplest, easiest thing to do as long as you get the materials, and your plants are so thankful for it. My plants that are on the moss poles, it's amazing to watch the plants start to climb up the pole and connect to the moss. It's wild. And it's so easy. I've made three now for my plants in my apartment, and they're so happy. So if you're interested in making your own moss pole, the moss poles are great. They replicate. There are plants in nature that climb, like monsteras climb up trees. You know, philodendrons can climb up things. The moss pole essentially replicates that tree or bark or whatever a plant might climb up in nature and gives them the opportunity to grow aerial roots to attach to the moss pole. Moss poles are also, fun fact, a great way to increase humidity in your apartment, because if you keep the moss wet, obviously it's going to have some humidity in its immediate vicinity, which is where you're growing your plant. And then the last one for DIY is, I just had a great conversation with Alessia from Apartment Botanist on, number one, humidity hacks, which were so helpful. And humidity is a huge part of whether or not your plants are happy or not. But also she talks about how to have a lot of plants in a small space. And she talks about hacks for putting your plants on the wall and where she finds her materials and how to go to antique shops and find, you know, different orbs and domes and dressers and stuff that you can put your plants in. So it's a great conversation if you're a creative person and you want to learn how to, you know, keep growing your collection. I would highly recommend listening to episode 36. And last but not least, I wanted to just talk about some that aren't as instructional in terms of educating you on plant care, but ones that warm your heart and they're informative in a different way. They teach us about the more emotional side of plants or the practical side of plants that aren't necessarily just like put it in direct sunlight and water it. One of my favorite episodes to date is episode 27 called Plants in the Classroom with my friend Joe, who is behind Mr. D Times 3. He talks about how teachers can use plants in their classroom and how we can use plants with kids to help educate kids and teach kids about a myriad of life lessons that are so important to learn. And it's just a magical little episode. So that's episode 27. I can't recommend it enough. If you have kids in your life, or if you're a teacher, or if you have a teacher in your life that maybe you want to buy plants for, it's awesome. So go give that a listen. Episode 37 is on horticultural therapy, and I have horticultural therapists come on to talk about how they use plants to help people heal. It's another very magical episode where we learn about what horticultural therapy actually is, what the science behind horticultural therapy is, and then how therapists practice with it. And it's another really special one. So that's episode 37. Episode 43, Your Brain on Plants, is one of my favorite episodes. I interview Dr. Caitlin Vanderweel, who's a neuroscientist and a plant lady. We have an awesome conversation about what chemically and hormonally is happening in our brains when we get addicted to plants, like when we go crazy. And we've all been there, and we talk about my personal experience, but I've heard from a lot of listeners that they really that the episode really resonated with them, and that it was helpful, and it was really fun. And I asked a lot of very basic questions to a very smart lady. So it's a very vulnerable episode for me too, but really fun. And then if you're ever feeling like you just want a little botanical inspiration for your souls, my plant side chats are my sweet little nugget of love in the most special way. They're my way of kind of sharing these emotional life spiritual lessons that I'm learning from my garden and from my indoor jungles and sharing them with you. The first plant side chat, episode 10, is on blooming and growing at your own rate. How as humans, we are going to grow and advance and climb up the ladder at different rates, just like plants literally bloom and grow at their own rate. And we're all perfectly designed to move in our own way. So if you want a little inspiration for that, head to episode 10. What are the other plant side chats I have? Something that's really been resonating with me lately is the changing of the seasons and how life mimics nature so much and how dormancy is not a bad thing. And I talk about this in Plantside Chat number 3, which is episode 21 of Bloom and Grow Radio. And I sing a little bit in that one too, if you're interested in hearing me sing. Plantside Chat number 4, episode 28, The Tale of the Tomato Plant, talks about how life is about the journey and not the destination, but through the lens of my experience growing tomatoes from seed last year. Plantside Chat number 5 is about pruning and the parallels between pruning plants and how that inspires new growth and how it's as important for us to prune various aspects of our lives to inspire new growth. And Plantside Chat number 6, which was very recent, so hopefully you've already listened to it, but it's just a vote of confidence in that you're doing great no matter where you are. So anyway, friends, I've created all of these episodes. It's been so fulfilling for me to have these conversations with my incredible guests. But really, at the end of the day, this podcast and these conversations are all about you and all about helping this community bloom and grow, like I said, spiritually, internally, and literally helping their plants bloom and grow. I'm so honored to be on this journey with all of you, and I'm so honored to be making these episodes for you. It's been the most unexpected delight of my life. I am taking a little break for the month of January, just like I did last year. So this episode marks the end of season 2 at 49 episodes, but no fear, I will be back in February with amazing topics. I'm so excited for season 3, and come February, you'll hear a few more announcements about season 3, but I will leave you with a little hint that I might be coming to a city near you in season 3. So if you don't already follow me on Instagram, I would suggest going over to Bloom and Grow Radio, because I'll probably be announcing some travel-based things on Instagram that you might want to know about, especially if you live on the West Coast. I'll be seeing you soon. And I'm just so excited for so many topics that I'm inspired to have conversations about and help educate on. So it's going to be an amazing 2019, my friends. I'm so excited to see where it takes all of us. And until then, I hope you have a wonderful January. All right, keep blooming and keep growing. Plant friends, thank you so much for tuning in today. If you like what you heard, make sure you are subscribed to the show so you never miss an episode. And while you're making sure you're subscribed, why don't you head on over to the review section of whatever podcast player you're tuning into and leave us a review. I would greatly appreciate it. If you want to join the Bloom and Grow Garden Club, head over to bloomandgrowradio.com/garden-club to join the planty fun. When you join, you get a free download of the Keep Blooming print that Molly Mansfield made exclusively for us, and you will also get an email with the password to the private Facebook group, which is what I like to call the plantiest corner of the internet. It is pretty amazing. For behind-the-scenes scoop, plant tips I learn along the way, and sneak peeks of future episodes, follow me on Instagram at @bloomandgrowradio. And plant friends, I'm here for you. So drop me a line if you have an idea for an episode, live event, or maybe if you're a planty business looking to sponsor the show. I am always here to help you keep blooming and keep growing. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up, so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya, and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.